This is Monday Sales Coach. I'm Peter Giannoli, connecting you to a community of sales champions both on radio and online. We've got the site, the place where you can get all of the great material when it comes to helping you in your sales domination. Awesome podcasts, social media, plus, of course, our regular newsletter. That's MondaySalesCoach.com. Please join us there. Too often, people are of the belief that in sales, assumptions are a bad thing. Well, this episode of Monday Sales Coach is going to tell you that that is a bad assumption. Let's get the episode started. In sales, assumptions are great. We need to make assumptions. Assumptions assist us in setting a direction. They give us something to aim for or a place to go. Here's a good example of what I'm talking about. Your product or service only solves a handful or substantial relevant problems for your target customers. Therefore, you have to assume that they may be experiencing one or more of those problems when you reach out to them. Because if you don't assume they're struggling with the problem, why reach out in the first place? Once deeper into the sales process, you can assume a particular feature you have could make a huge difference in your prospect's business. And if you're correct, it will move your deal closer to a close. You could also assume that you need the chief marketing officer's buy into the solution. If you do, that's a great assumption. You could assume the price point may be too high for the customer. And if it is, that's a great assumption. You could assume the competition is trying to undercut you on price and is offering a sweet deal. And if you're right, that too is a great assumption. But what happens if you're wrong with your assumption? If you're wrong, well, you're stuffed. And that's when assumptions can be bad in sales. So it's not that assumptions are the problem. It's when we operate from the assumptions that we get our backsides kicked. If we assumed your product doesn't solve any material business problems for your prospect, when it does, and you stop selling, that will cost you commission, and of course you won't make your quota. If you assumed the chief marketing officer needed to buy into the solution, and she didn't, but you kept pushing, well, that's going to turn some people off and it costs you the sale. If you assume the price point is too high when it's not, well, you're going to make a price concession when you don't need to. If you assume anything and you're wrong, you're stuffing yourself if you act on it. And that's the key. Don't act on them. The main point to assumptions is to actually make them. Then validate them before you act on them. So making assumptions is great. Make them. Make lots of educated, smart, grounded assumptions, but then make sure you validate them. Look for evidence from the prospect, from their website, from relationships that you know people have with the prospect, from wherever you can get them to validate or invalidate your assumptions. When we make assumptions and force ourselves to validate the assumptions, we become high-powered salespeople. Yes, that's exactly what we want to do. We put ourselves on a trajectory to get information, to go deeper, to be more informed. Having this information empowers us to create better solutions and, equally as important, allows us to create much better deal strategies. Think of assumptions as hypotheses. And like a great scientist, your job is to make them, validate them, and then execute them in that order. Again, you make an assumption, validate the assumption, and then and only then you execute that assumption. Great salespeople make assumptions every day. Whatever you do, don't stop making assumptions. Do the opposite, in fact. Get really good at making good assumptions, but get even better and learn how to validate them. So the old adage says, when you assume, you make an ass out of you and me. Well, in sales, I call that bull dust. That only happens if you don't validate the assumption before you act on it. If you validate it, there are no asses, just two people on the same page ready to make things happen. Why don't you go and make things happen? That concludes this week's episode of Monday Sales Coach. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget, you can subscribe to Monday Sales Coach by going to the website mondaysalescoach.com. I'm Peter Giannoli. I'm Monday Sales Coach. Thank you so much for listening. Go and make things happen this week. Bye for now.